Hi there, Kravashni here from Builder Collective. We have some really fun stuff in store for you for this podcast. We're going to be talking about our next project, which is a super exciting and fun collab project, or project collab. We're going to be talking you through the concept about what that is and how that's come about. And then we're going to jump into a little bit about the Builder 8, what they're doing and how they came about as well. So pop your headphones in, get your cup of tea, and this is going to be a great podcast.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Kravashni.
And welcome to Building with Builders,
our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Hello, lovely podcasters and builders. Today, we're going to talk to you about another exciting topic. You'll notice I think all topics are exciting. It was a townhouse development that we purchased, and there's a group of us called the Build Her 8, which are putting together, I guess, a development and working on it together. So we wanted to talk you through the structure of how we've done that, what the project is, and I guess see if there's any inspiration for you if you want to get involved in something like that or set something else up like that for yourself.
I guess we thought it would be a really fun thing to share with you guys a little bit about why a collab project is kind of a fun thing to do. And as you know, Rebecca and I love working together, but we also like working with a lot of people. And we had a lot of women who really wanted to be involved in the project process and wanted to get some sort of hands-on experience in managing a project and being part of that project. And, you know, like in our masterclass in the Build Like a Builder program, we do teach women and we work with them through doing the programs. But this is a sort of a different aspect where you can really get in and, I guess, get your hands dirty, so to speak.
You know, through the masterclass, everyone's kind of talking to each other and they're all looking at projects and everyone's a bit scared, I guess. Like when you're buying a new project, you are a little bit fearful, right? You're fearful that this isn't going to make money, that you're buying it, what have you missed because someone else could have bought it. Why didn't they buy it instead of me if it was so good?
It's like, hang on a minute, I got it. What's wrong with it? Oh, no.
Yeah, I know, right? I won that tender. What did I miss?
Oh, that's right. We missed a roof.
True story.
And I guess the other thing too is like there's such high buy-in points that it can be a little bit scary and overwhelming with that quantity or that amount of money.
Yeah. So I guess by doing this, so basically what it is it's a site which is 800 square meters. So block size around this area is typically 400 anyway. So it is double the normal size. It had plans and permits for two townhouses. They shared a wall. The plans were to build something very big, very bulky, take up most of the site. So what we're looking at doing is buying it. So one half of the site as such is owned by seven people from the masterclass and they've bought in at a lower rate, and half of the site is Barron Projects, which is John and myself, and together we're going to do a collaboration and build two houses, unique houses, and prove that collectively we can grow, build and learn, but we can also provide a much better product for the market, and the market will recognise that a beautiful architecturally designed house with 7-star energy rating is actually going to be more profitable than two very cost-effectively but bulky built townhouses.
Yeah, and probably two townhouses that don't necessarily have a great connection with the community or the people who want to live in that area, or the nature of the architecture in that area as well. So it's in some ways it's a bit of a refined and enhanced design as well. We've seen different types of collaborative projects coming up. They're becoming more and more popular in different ways to develop. And a lot of the time it's been in ways to develop your own home. We've seen collaborative projects come up in around Australia. I know they are happening a lot more in overseas, but there's no reason why structured right here, a collaborative project can't be an avenue for you if you're thinking about a way to get involved, but you either don't have all the money or access to the finance, or you're not sure about the process, so you want to see how it comes about, and you kind of want an eye-opening type of experience.
And it's more fun as well, right? Yeah. There's something beautiful about doing it with people, and we'll take you through their roles and what they're all doing later. The fun and community aspect of it is really pretty.
Absolutely. So I guess more about the actual projects themselves. They're two houses.
They're four bedrooms. They've got two living areas. Each of them have a pool. I guess what we were looking at was taking the same amenity that was provided before, but providing it better. So we've reduced the size of the houses by 25%, but we've also separated them from each other. So they're distinct houses. They have their own style. They have their own personality. They've each got a pool. And we're doing the spaces respectfully and beautifully by engaging an architect to really think about the way that house functions and flows, the way the airflow works, you know, making it 7-star energy rated instead of the past 6, by engaging a landscape designer to design a unique landscape for each of the houses, because they are houses and the preference is not to live in something exactly like your neighbours. You want your unique personality and style to shine through.
Absolutely. And I think when I was looking at the drawings, what I've noticed the architect has really brought to the table as well, compared to the previous set, was that he's designed the two houses so that they complement and speak to each other in a way that they both get the best angles of natural light. But also the view lines from each room and the way that we react to the windows in the room and what we see from the view of those. That's something that's really special that we didn't get a sense of in the original development designs. And so that's really a fun thing to be part of and be privy to seeing that come about.
Yeah, so we've used Ben Kellery Architects, and one thing they are very hot on is sustainability, airflow function, and I guess having the house feel as good as it can feel without using passive airflows and heating. And, you know, obviously it's not a passive house, but they use those principles to help. So as part of that, what they've done is they've put two windows in each of the bedrooms to allow the air to get in and then get out. They've also popped up sections of the roof, which we love because it adds drama. They love it because it adds drama too, I'm sure. It adds drama, but by putting louvers on that space, it allows the hot air to rise and then to be able to kind of
vent out.
And so you can use night venting and things like that over summer. And it doesn't count for the energy rating, actually, those type of things, because they're tracking something else. But it does make the house so much more usable and feel fantastic and function better.
Yeah, and a lot of that actually comes from inherently smart passive design in the concept stage, right at the very beginning of your project. These principles should be designed into your design rather than trying to get to the end of the design phase and trying to fit them in. So some really key considerations there. And I think we really struck gold when we created the Build Her 18, because what we were able to do is look at everyone's skill set and look at what potential avenues, because there's so much that happens in the background of a project. There's so many different roles that actually, and in these sort of smaller residential projects, we often have one or two people who are running around like headless chickens, pulling all this together. And when you have bigger projects and they're able to be resourced in this way, then you normally have more defined roles. And so by setting it up in this way, we're able to give everyone a key area of responsibility.
The other thing is, because they all came from the masterclass, so for those of you who don't know, we run a masterclass which, as well as teaching people how to build their own homes, we run a masterclass that teaches how to renovate and develop for profit. So all of these women were in that group, and we started talking about this project. We didn't buy it with the intention to do it as a development, but that came about because people were looking for an opportunity to, I guess, flex their muscles, test their skills, but at maybe a lower risk and lower price point. So these women have approached us, and how amazing is the set in terms of being able to fill the various different roles of a project. Just saying, these are the 7 roles that I normally do myself. So John should be really grateful at how much work I'm doing.
John, hope you're listening.
He's not listening, I can guarantee it. But what it means is that we've got one person whose natural skills are finance. So she's taken the lead on finance and covering that. We've got two people that are stylists and partnership agreements, because that's what they're amazing at. Each of the houses has a very unique look and feel because you've got a unique stylist working on putting all those finishes and moods and boards together.
We've got someone who's got a passion for being on site and building and really wanted to get that on-site experience. So we've got a site liaison or a site coordinator.
You know, and she's looking at getting her building license, and this is invaluable experience because you need site experience to be able to get a building license, because you need to be able to demonstrate that you've been able to build before you're allowed to be able to build.
We've got someone who's come in from the IT field, who's got a strong head for project management and procurement. And so she's jumping in and she's looking at all the tendering across the job and all the pricing and getting all the quotes in, which is a huge piece of work.
And then we've got someone who is a PR legend. It's not that she's trained in it, but she's just naturally really good at it. She's naturally charismatic and fun, and people want to be around her. And so she's leading that kind of PR role. And then obviously that's Krabashni and I. So that's meant that we've got the six people running roles that align with what they naturally want to do. And then we get to kind of work with them to oversee, but direct and guide the process and say, well, you do it like this because
we need to think about that now because these are the important considerations coming down the line.
Yeah. How incredible is that? We've got basically eight people that have a passion for building and developing come together. We only have to put smaller amounts of money in each and can actually fund the project, I guess, without putting yourself on a limb.
And making it unobtainable.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm actually really excited to see this project come together, but also to see more of these types of projects because I think it's really special. I think collaborating with people and growing, you know, often we'll speak to people and they don't have enough money to do a project by themselves, but they do have enough to do a JV. And what they bring to the table can be as valuable as the money. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So we see this a lot with husband-wife teams where the husband's a builder and the wife might be interested in interior design or be interested in putting projects together. And together they make, you know, a force to be reckoned with because they're covering all aspects of that project with that and sharing the load.
When it all came about and we sat down and we looked at the roles that we had derived from this group of women, we were, you know, we kind of got goosebumps because it felt so meant to be almost.
That's the thing, when something feels right and it's performing well, it's exciting for everyone. So then it doesn't feel like work. And this is the purpose, right? When you're developing property, it shouldn't feel like a hard slog. Those projects never go well, but it's got an amazing energy to it. And the energy will be, you know, I know we've discussed this before, but we feel like it's going to be felt in the end product because it's going to be felt in the build. And then it draws other people to you because you want to do such a good job and it's an exciting project and it's doing something different and demonstrating that you can do a high-end architectural project, you can spend the money on the right finishes and the right quality. You can do it while collaborating with people. You can do it by using a local team of designers and architects, and I guess the outcome is you can make more money by doing it properly.
And I think you said it so perfectly. I can't even add anything to that. That is what it's all about.
Yeah. So if you've got something that you are looking to do and you've got a sister or a brother or someone who has a like-minded, you know, maybe think about projects and property in a more lateral way, right? You know, you might have a brother who's an electrician. Actually, we've got members of our group who have like brothers that are electricians or they're good at one aspect, or maybe they, you know, as you said, come from a finance background and they're able to tee up the finance and they're interested in running that tendering and quoting project. The more people you can bring together to try and get ahead, the better. Obviously, you need structures and partnerships and joint venture agreements. You know, you need to have the checks and balances in place. And we will actually, in the coming up podcast, speak to someone about a lawyer about joint ventures and what to look for there when you're setting them up. But there are so many different ways you can look at this that maybe it's about thinking outside the box.
We hope you've really enjoyed this podcast. If you liked it, drop us a review because we know we like to read those. And we do read them actually because they're cool and they make us feel good and we love hearing them. So drop us a review and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.